Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Morena, Bard of Bollocks.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
How are you going?
Yeah, I'm all right. How are you?
I'm good.
I like that
good.
Last tune. When it first started, I thought, oh, I don't know about that.
But you don't like a heavy thing sometimes.
Nah, it's too busy that first thing in the morning.
But you enjoyed it.
No, it was good.
It was very good.
Right. I just had a fun-filled journey this week. Right? I started off having a look at this real interesting geezer. Well, I won't say who it is because hopefully I'll talk about it next week. That's courtesy of Dave. And as I was getting into it, I got this real annoying itch. Right, in the middle of my shoulder blades.
Right.
It's driving me out.
I thought you were going to say it was like a metaphorical itch, you know, the itch for knowledge.
No, I got a proper itch. And it was, I couldn't get to it, so I had to move, which I wasn't happy about. I get something. Anyway, I sorted it out. And then I thought, why did that just happen?
Mystery itch.
I don't know.
So that was the inspiration for your deep dive this week.
So I looked at itching.
Itching.
Okay.
Why do we
and
itch?
All that other stuff. I get it, like if you get an insect bite,
yeah,
or
I get that too.
Stinging nettles or something like that, but not the random ones. Right, now, itching is often triggered by histamine. Knew nothing about that.
Okay.
Which is a chemical in the body, and it's associated with immune responses, you see, with insect bites, rashes, and skin dryness or damage.
That makes sense. Mm-hmm. I'm following so far.
Yeah. It's released by the body during allergic reactions such as pollen, food, or medications. So
again,
it's pretty good stuff, really.
Makes sense.
But you can have too much of it in your system, which goes the other way. It's a bit naughty anyway.
So is that why you would take an antihistamine?
Yeah, because I'd heard of antihistamines, and I'm going to delve into that a little bit. Won't talk about it too much. Wheelbarrow words all over the place. Just forget it. Okay, now all this itching is caused by micro fractures within the skin barrier.
Ooh.
Okay.
When this happens, local inflammation from cell signaling occurs, and that's when chemicals, histamines and kinines, which is another one, are released.
Ooh.
They're released.
They're out of their little cages.
Which led me to antihistamines, which I knew nothing about. I know they help with itching, like A fever and all that sort of stuff.
Sorry, with A fever. Sorry, not to.
I just spell it with a H. They're in cough and cold medicines as well. Sounded a lot more interesting when I wrote all this down.
I thought it was interesting.
I'm enjoying it. I feel like I'm learning.
Now, as far as scratching goes, best way to eliminate it, don't start. Easier said than done.
That's the kind of thing your mum says to you, like, don't itch that, you know, like, don't pick your scab or whatever. You're never not going to do it.
Eventually, when I got them ones in my shoulder blade, I like to go to the doorstop thing, you know, what the bit the door fits in.
What'd
like
you call a that cat bit? Or a dog and just rub your back up against
it. Yeah, like a bear. It's so satisfying.
Have you seen those? There's like quite good videos you can find of like grizzly bears. People have been like hiking somewhere in America and come across a grizzly bear, and it's just like scratching its back on a tree, living its life, doesn't actually care about the people there.
No, because they're top of the food chain.
Yeah, they are. They can do what they want.
So that was it, really. As I say, sounded a lot more interesting when I wrote it down.
You know what? Sometimes you just got to see an idea through to the end.
Yeah.
You know?
But also, I've got a bit of time. I had my first jab on Monday.
Woo-hoo!
Fantastic. Nice. Please, if you're thinking, get it.
Just get it.
Don't be ridiculous.
Yeah.
The most friendliest, helpful people, like from everybody that was involved in it, was fantastic. Plus, I got to hear lots of Fat Freddy's Drop.
Excellent. A good playlist for getting
brilliant.
Your COVID jab.
It was really, really good. So, yeah, that was fun.
Fabulous.
I got a poem as well.
I better hit this then.
Yeah.
Introducing the Bard of Bollocks. You dig? Take it away.
Right, a bit of a backstory to this. Last week, Zoe said possibly one of the most amazing things I've ever heard in my life. she described herself as a goatfish, the human sting bank.
What?
And yes, she did.
Can you unpack that before we get into it? What is a goatfish?
Well, it's all the star signs and all that.
What one is the goatfish?
Capricorn.
Capricorn.
But, yeah, you're goat on the fish. Cusp or some ridiculous stuff like that.
on the cusp of goat and fish.
So you're a goatfish, the human sphere. And I actually said, I haven't written a poem for ages, so I said, I will write you a poem. And I forgot about it, so I got on a train.
All right, and so this is
very excited.
This is one of my favourite types of rock poem, an on the train into BFM poem.
Yeah, this is started off with Papakura. I went off on a bit of a daze in Otaho, but I finished it just as we pulled into Britomart. So here we go. Goatfish, the human sting bank. In evolution, where do you think they rank? And when they sneeze, they do opera at the same time. I've heard and seen it more than once. That's why goatfish gets all the bunts. So next time you hear a sting, think of the goat. She's doing most of that from the back of her throat and in such a musical way. And I've got to say, it's really hard finding something that rhymes with Zoe in the morning, that time in the morning. I could only think of Papatoe because the train actually pulled in Papatoe, but I was at Britomart by then, so the end.
Beautiful.
Snapped. Oh, my God. That's so...
Anyone who has ever heard Zoe sneeze, it is an operatic experience.
I've never heard nothing in my life before. You are a human sting bank.
That was beautiful,
that was
Rob.
Lovely. Honestly, I'm moved.
Moved, touched, and moved. That was gorgeous. Thank you, the Bard of Bollocks.
Thank you.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bollocks, only on 95 BFM.
Fantastically.